The Kanawha County Board of Education voted 5-0 to change the name of the Stonewall Jackson Middle School at a special meeting on Monday. The move comes as governmental entities across the country are re-examining how history has honored Confederate leaders. Before the vote Monday, more than a dozen speakers asked the board to remove Jackson's name, including Camden Harris, a student at the middle school.
I'm speaking for myself, my family, future generations, the West Side, and greater trusting community as a whole. We are not trying to take away history, but we are moving forward, starting today, starting now, for my future, my classmates' future, and future generations.
The commission held the meeting in person, but also offered it over the phone. Thomas Jonathan Stonewall Jackson was a Confederate general who was born in 1824 in what is now Clarksburg. He owned slaves and is one of the most recognizable figures of the Civil War, with sites in more than a dozen states bearing his name. Nearly half the students at the former Stonewall Jackson Middle School are black. Discussions are ongoing about renaming the school after influential black educator Booker T. Washington or NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson, but the board has until October to rename the school. Even 2 weeks ago, it was unclear whether the school board's vote would be unanimous. Member Becky Jordan last month said, quote, "Maybe this is a knee-jerk option," when asked about the proposal. But on Monday, she acknowledged that times are changing, while imploring the community to invest time and resources into the school.
Let's step up what's inside that building. Yeah, we're going to change the outside of the name, but we got a lot more changes to do, and you all need to step it up.
The vote came 1 week after the city of Charleston quietly removed the face of a Rifleman Memorial at a park downtown. The bronze plaque listed the names of local men who fought for the Confederacy during the Civil War. But in Jackson's birthplace, the Harrison County Commission rejected a motion last month to remove a statue of him in front of the downtown courthouse. Across West Virginia, roughly 20 statues, memorials, and other markers still stand, honoring Confederate generals and soldiers, according to data compiled by the Southern Poverty Law Center. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.